I believe this is Kelly Braverman, as we have our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We appreciate your time this morning.
How you doing, Kelly?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. First of all, what's the, how do you think we're handling COVID right now? Are we getting close to going the wrong way? Are we getting close to maybe shutting some things down, as some people think? And or what you thinking?
Wow. It's county specific. I've seen some counties and states take their lessons and learn from them and double down. And other counties where we're seeing little hiccups. This 7-day positivity rate is really the latest metric to keep your eye on. And I know Clinton County, we were pretty high last week. We're still high, but coming down in the right direction this week. So that's encouraging. It's challenging. I think people have COVID fatigue, right? You're kind of hard to, be in place and really seclude yourself from others when you miss them so much. Go ahead.
Okay. How do you think the schools are doing so far from what you've seen and what you've heard?
I am so impressed. Our teachers are, all the board members, everybody on every school that they're trying their best, and they are putting so much effort into keeping our kiddos safe and themselves safe with the knowledge and the tools that they have available to them. I actually am on a school board in Indianapolis, and I'm just in awe of everything they've been able to accomplish, trying to meet everyone's needs and keep everyone safe and help our kiddos advance and learn, given their strengths that we have right now. I could not be more pleased.
A lot of people kind of questioned the opening of schools, but in reality, it's something we pretty much had to do, don't you think?
I don't know. It depends on what's going on in your community. If your community is one that follows the rules and wears a mask and hand sanitizes and social distances, then yeah, go for it. If your community has not been following the rules and kind of a little more willy-nilly, then, yeah, it would be scarier to open up full bore. And their classrooms, many of our schools were not designed for social distancing. And so how do you have 100% of your kiddos in school? I don't think you can, and keep them social distanced. So it's been wonderful that our teachers have been able to adapt and offer virtual for those that want virtual and make the safe spaces for those that are coming in.
How's your new building doing?
Oh, it's coming along. We're still chugging away for early November. We've had our own COVID hiccups. We've had many things postponed, if you will. Neat story that I'd love to share because it's an Indiana story. We get our limestone for the building from a quarry in southern Indiana that ended up closing down due to COVID. And the owner was COVID negative. He was not himself impacted and personally went into the quarry and cut our limestone for our building to make sure that we got it just a little late instead of completely off schedule to make sure that we were able to open in time.
And that is great.
Love those Hoosier stories.
That is great. So are you guys still planning to have an open house, or is that kind of depending upon the
yeah,
disease?
No, we're going to follow the recommendations to keep everybody safe. We're trying to figure out how to do something a little more virtual. And then I'm really, I think I want to save our dollars for one heck of a party once COVID is in the rearview mirror and the old building is no longer in front of the beautiful new building so that we have got a good visual and the trees will be planted and the parking lot will be in and the weather will be pretty again. I think I would like to have a proper party once it's in the rearview mirror.
I mean, that means we may have to close the town down. No.
Well, that would be one proper party.
So, okay. Anything you really want to bring up other than what you've already brought up about the limestone individual?
Yeah. Oh, Yeah, I would share that, you know, we're still getting folks asking what services will be in the new building, and I can tell you it's all the same services we offer today. And one of the fun parts for me is that we are still adding services on. So when we took over, we've changed a few things and added. So we now have sleep lab. I think we've talked about that before. Just the other day, we've added pain management.
That's what I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, for the, you know, you have to know the needs in your town, and we've been here a little over 3 years now, and we are realizing pain management is a true need in the community, and so that has been a huge win, I think, for the community to be able to bring that here. Dr. Vinny Belmacar is, I hope I'm saying that correctly, Belmacar, is the physician that is providing pain management twice a week. So really, really, really happy to be able to do that. And then the other thing that we were able to recognize in town is we have a lot of people that have breathing issues or COPD, and we were able to be able to do now pulmonary function tests, and you may call those PFTs. And so that, again, I'm just so proud of our team for, you know, recognizing the needs in the community, putting together a plan, and then executing that plan, and having such a great resource like IU Health supporting us in growing the capabilities based on the needs in the community.
Okay. Sounds good. So I think we're ready to rock and roll here in a couple of months.
You betcha.
Okay.
Kelly, thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kelly.
All right. Keep up the good work. Appreciate that. As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Good morning to Larry.